Hello, this is David Gilpatrick with News in Focus at the Center Effingham Baptist Church in Effingham, New Hampshire. Today I'd like to comment on the telephone calls recorded and accessible to the United States government as a part of the surveillance of the American public. The article begins, quote, "The real capabilities and behavior of the U.S. surveillance state are almost entirely unknown to the American public because, like most things of significance done by the U.S. government, it operates behind an impregnable wall of security. But a seemingly spontaneous admission this week by a former FBI counterterrorism agent provides a rather startling acknowledgement of just how vast and invasive these surveillance activities are," unquote. There has been conspiracy theorists, of course, around for a long time, and many books have been written on Big Brother and surveillance and the government watching over our shoulder. Even movies in Hollywood, of course, have been done on this subject, and one that kind of stood out several years ago was a movie entitled Enemy of the State. Will Smith starred in the movie, and it portrayed a situation where the NSA was in an active and progressive role of surveillance over the American public. And under one particular situation, Will Smith, who becomes the focal point of the movie, is caught in the middle of a surveillance sting, which causes him to be at risk and his whole family. In the movie, we find that Will Smith is quite innocent of any wrongdoing. He just is caught up in the middle of a surveillance that was going on. Of course, most movies of the conspiracy theory type we know are built off in a fictional platform, but yet we find that even within movies there is sometimes a grain of truth that is used to build a storyline. And in this particular movie we find that Will Smith is caught up in this triangle of intrigue. And we find that the government is involved, and of course there is a murder plot, and so on and so forth. Many books have come out as well. Big Brother is watching, and so forth. And we find that there is more and more concern about the government looking over our shoulder, and of course privacy concerns. Continuing with a quote from the article, I'd like to quote this passage, quote, "Over the past couple of days, cable news tabloid shows such as CNN, Out Front with Erin Burnett, have been excitingly focused on the possible involvement of the Boston Marathon attack with Katherine Russell, the 24-year-old American widow of the deceased suspect. As part of their relentless stream of leaks, uncritically disseminated by an adversarial press corps, anonymous government officials are claiming that they are now focused on telephone calls." Continuing the quote, "On Wednesday night, Burnett interviewed Tim Clemente, a former FBI counterterrorism agent, about whether the FBI would be able to discover the contents of past telephone conversations between the two. He quite clearly insisted that they could. Bennett, Tim, is there any way, obviously there is a voicemail, they can try to get the phone companies to give that up at this point. Is it not a voicemail? Isn't it just a conversation? There's no way they can actually find out what happened, right? Unless she tells them." Clemente, "No, there is a way. We certainly have ways in national security investigations to find out exactly what was said in that conversation. It's not necessarily something that the FBI is going to want to present in court. but it may help lead the investigation and or lead to questioning of her. We certainly can find that out, Bennett. So they can actually get that? People are saying, look, that's incredible, Clemente. No, welcome to America. All that stuff is being captured as we speak, whether we know it or like it or not. All that stuff? Meaning every telephone conversation Americans have with one another on U.S. soil, with or without a search warrant, is being captured as we speak? Unquote. It's quite shocking, isn't it, when we stop and think about it? You call somebody up on the phone and it's being recorded by the U.S. government, no matter what the conversation might be, personal, intimate, or business. You were being recorded. You get onto your computer and do your email, and every email that you send is being recorded. You get on the computer and do a video, digital interview or communication with someone or transmission, and it's being recorded. Every single digital communication is being recorded. And that is the state of affairs in the United States today. Continuing the quote in the article, on Thursday night, Clemente again appeared on CNN, this time with host Carol Costello. And she asked him about those remarks. He reiterated what he said the night before, but added expressly that, quote, all digital communication in the past, unquote, are recorded and stored. Let's repeat that last part. Quote, no digital communication is secure, by which he means not that any communication is susceptible to government interception, as it happens, although that is true, but far beyond that, all digital communications, meaning telephone calls, emails, online chats, and the like, are automatically recorded and stored and accessible to the government after the fact. To describe that is to define what a ambiguous, limitless surveillance state is. Unquote. Well, there you have it. We're living in a surveillance state. The rate of digital transmissions today is probably mind-boggling, to say the least. Just in the United States alone, there has to be millions, if not trillions, of digital communications going on yearly. And we understand that all that communication is happening through the air. That is, you get on your cell phone and you place a call, and it is digitally communicated and transmitted over the airwaves, over a signal, to a satellite, and a satellite to another destination, and in the process, it goes through a company computer, which is connected to satellites and various other entities, and we can also gather, from what we understand, the United States government. And it goes through the computers at Langley or somewhere, and it is stored. And just how often these things are checked, we don't know. But we do know that we're living in a brave new world, a world of digital communication, a world of wireless transactions, a world where the cashless society is almost to the place where most people don't even need any cash at all, where the globalness of our world is that whatever happens in the United States today can be known in England or Afghanistan or Israel or Africa or South America or Australia or in Greenland or in Iceland or in England or any other part of the world. And we understand that this is the world in which we live today. Of course, it appears that the United States government doesn't do anything without a reason. And maybe, if we might have a little bit of a conspiracy theory going on, even right now, perhaps this FBI agent leaked this information for a very good reason. It may have been a message that he was trying to send to terrorism. Even though he himself perhaps isn't involved in the FBI and the NSA and the CIA to the extent that perhaps he may have one time had connections, yet we find that this leak comes out quite appropriately, doesn't it? Also, we recognize that to leak this information now, which kind of corroborates much of the conspiracy theorists of people, we understand that it also tells the world, the public, even the United States public in particular, that Big Brother is actually watching you. And perhaps we need to be careful what we say, because it could be used against us. And who knows to what extent it may be used against us, or in what situation it may be used against us. Political controversy, or some kind of insurrection, or some kind of riot, or various other kinds of rebellion, or uprising, or political adversity, or, dare we say, even religious adversity, or religious connections, or against certain intolerance of certain groups. And we find that there is untold reasons, perhaps, why the government might do something with this information that they have. I'd like to give you a verse of scripture that may have some appropriateness at this time. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10 and verse 20, curse not the king, no, not in thy thought, and curse not the rich in thy bedchamber, for a bird of the air shall carry the voice, and that which hath wings shall tell the matter. It seems that Solomon, in all his wisdom, had enough wisdom of God to know that one should be careful what they say and when they say it and in what context it is said. Another verse in the book of Exodus in chapter 22 and 28 says this: Thou shalt not rival the gods, nor curse the ruler of thy people. We find that people are generally afraid of those who lord over them as small G-O-D-S, gods, as those who may be magistrates or governors or princes or kings, or in our day, presidents or prime ministers, or those who are in authority. And when they have a listening ear on everything you have to say, one should be careful what we say, except in that message that God has given to us, and then let us not refrain from giving that message that God gives. Let us give that with diligence. Let us contend for the faith with every effort and every word of God, and let us speak the truth and lie not. And then perhaps we should also heed the words in the book of Jude, where it says, Likewise also, these filthy dreamers defile the flesh, despise dominion, and speak evil of dignities, indicating those who may rule over them and those that should be given proper respect. And then the next verse says, Yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, The Lord rebuke thee. And so that we do need to keep our hearts in the right place, even when we live in a country where it is becoming more and more detrimental to our privacy. And we recognize that the government does have the ability to watch and to listen to us. And even though we have privacy laws Yet it seems that there are some governing bodies and law offices and certain security type surveillance and administrations that go beyond what privacy talks about or what the privacy law allows. And they do it covertly. They do it without our knowledge. They do it to supposedly to protect national security and to protect against terrorism and to protect the liberties and freedoms that we do possess and that we love. Therefore, I think we are brought back to another consideration that even though we find these certain inconveniences and that we our privacy is more and more infringed upon and the government has more and more authority that we perhaps aren't even aware of, yet we find that as Christians we are to pray for our government and to pray for all that are in authority that we may live a quiet and peaceable life with all godliness and honesty. As 1 Timothy chapter 2 tells us, I exhort therefore that first of all supplication, prayers, intercession, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. Well, I guess we're looking for that world, aren't we, when God shall establish it in righteousness and true holiness. And we pray that God certainly will maintain his righteousness among us. Let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God, and they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. Wilt thou then not be afraid of the power? Do that which is good, and thou shalt have praise of the same. Well, we must stay on the Lord's side. We must keep right with him. We must pray that God will not only protect us, but protect them who govern us. And we must look to God, for we know God is still over all, and he is the righteous ruler of the universe, and the one that we are to give praise and thanks to. And so let us be vigilant. Let us be sober. Let us be those who are awake and not asleep. And let us be wise. And God shall bless us, even his word, and bring salvation unto the nations. This is David Gilpatrick with News in Focus from Center Effingham Baptist Church.